Hello, and welcome to Murdochian Tales. I am Jay Murdoch, your host. For more information, please visit ofgnomesanddwarves.com or jrmurdoch.wordpress.com. Today's story, A Day in the Life of Ken Zombie. Ken Zombie cracked and creaked his way out of bed. Though he didn't need to sleep, it always made him feel more human when he got up and out of bed. The stiffness in his joints didn't hurt, but he hoped nothing would fall off today. He stood in the bathroom for a while and stared at himself in the mirror, pieces of torn flesh hanging down. He had thought about taking a shower, but knew that that wouldn't do any good to get rid of the smell of rotting flesh. The last time he'd taken a shower, he'd lost most of his fingernails and a good-sized chunk of hair, both of which were still in the bottom of the bathtub, along with a good amount of dirt. His teeth, the brown and yellow ones that were still in his head, were visible through the holes in his lips. He thought about brushing them, but knew that would do no good either. All this thinking so early in the morning made his maggoty brain hurt. He put his hands up to his face to rub his eyes, but the last time he'd done that, one eye had popped out of his head. He had managed to force it back into place and held it there with the aid of several toothpicks that he'd embedded in his still fleshy cheek. After adjusting his dingy red tie, faded from years of wear, and giving a gentle pull on the moth-eaten lapels of a sports coat, Ken was ready to go to work. Though his suit was dilapidated in appearance, shredded in places, and as run down as his body, he'd discovered that he was unable to change his clothes, and he had to suffer with wearing his tattered suit until the end. Shuffling his feet along the raggedy, moldy carpet, he made his way to the kitchen. Most of the cabinet doors were missing. Those that weren't were broken, and rats scurried along the shelves. He walked up and stood patiently in the kitchen with his hands on the counter. The rats could never resist the smell of rotting skin. It took only a couple of minutes, and the rats scampered across the counter and sniffed Ken's hand. As quick as he could, which was quick for a zombie, he snatched the rat. He raised the rodent up to his mouth. The animal squirmed and fought, but its head disappeared into Ken's mouth. After breakfast, Ken staggered into the garage. The door fell to the floor as the last of the rusty hinges gave way. The garage was littered with stray papers, rusted car parts, and broken tools. Showcased in the center of the garage was a banged and battered black sedan missing two doors and all of its windows. Paint flaked off in chunks and littered the floor like the leaves of an evil tree. Ken sat on the cracked, torn seat of the car, carefully, as he still had that gash in his head from the one time he was not careful, and turned the screwdriver in the ignition. After adjusting himself to get the spring out of his back, that was going to leave a permanent mark, he was ready to go to work. The tires of the car squealed as he tore out of the garage, not looking back to see where he was going. He sped across the street and up onto the neighbor's yard, taking out the mailbox in the process. The neighbor's dog rushed up to Ken's car, but his foot was already on the accelerator. "Grrr!" he shouted out the window as he swerved down the street. The neighbors all knew when Ken was going to work, and the street was devoid of traffic as he swept back and forth along the street. Those on the freeway weren't so lucky. It was a bad day for Ken, though. He'd only caused 5 accidents on his way to the office. He did manage to take out 3 cars when parking as consolation. "Morning, Ken," the security guard said. Ken looked up at the guard. "You don't smell so bad today, Ken. Are you trying a new aftershave, or have you just stopped rotting?" The question was asked by Arthur, the top salesman in another department. He was always neat and presentable. He held up his hands as Ken reached up to pat Arthur on the back. "Hey now, this is a new suit, Ken, buddy. Let's not go getting any rotting flesh on it or anything. I'll see you upstairs." Ken replied and headed for the elevator. Ken wasn't bothered by the horrified screams, flailing of arms, or the fleeing of people as he got on the elevator. As always, he rode up in silence. He took a moment to reflect and prepare to work. When the elevator dinged and signaled it was on the 15th floor, Ken stepped out and fought his way to his desk. This morning, as happened to him often, he had to drag one of his legs along. It had something to do with the air conditioning, and despite his best efforts, he couldn't get them to turn it off. He fell into his chair at his cubicle. He took a moment to gaze at the dead plant on top of his monitor. It always warmed his heart. This warmth didn't last long as his boss poked his head in.
"Ken! I'm glad to see you! We need to talk! Do you have a minute?"
Ken knew it didn't matter if he did or not. His boss was going to talk to him anyway. So he conceded.
"Good! I wanted to show you this!"
The boss held out a folder. Ken recognized it as one of the many reports he was required to fill out and file each week. There were pieces of gray, rotting flesh on its cover, so Ken knew it was his.
"I need to ask you once again and try and keep pieces of you off the reports. Can you do that for me, Ken? Some of the others are complaining." Thanks, buddy.
His boss, Eden, patted Ken on the arm with a folder, causing a billow of dust to rise up. With a look mostly of confusion but mixed with fear, Ken's boss left the cubicle. Ken had been at work for nearly 5 minutes. It was high time for a coffee break. He hoped he'd find one or two of his friends there. Getting up from his desk, one of his legs had decided to stay on the chair. With a rough sigh, he sat back down. Inside the drawers of his desk, he had tools all ready for this, and in no time, he duct-taped his leg back on and was on his way to the break room. Ken's friends, Tom, Stan, and Edgar, were all there. Tom had already made a fresh pot of coffee. Edgar was ready with his regular joke.
Hey, Ken, you look like hell!
All three laughed. Ken gave a choking cough that somehow resembled laughter. His body started to convulse slightly, and he thought he was going to fall to the floor. The last time that had happened, he'd had to restitch his arm back on. He hated it when that happened. He already had one leg to restitch when he got home.
Whoa, watch it there, pal,
Tom said as he reached out to help Ken. Tom, unlike most, wasn't afraid to touch Ken. Sure, there was the risk of disease, but Tom was a true friend and didn't mind when a maggot fell on his hand. He gently guided Ken to a seat and placed a cup of coffee in front of him.
Maybe you should take the rest of the day off, Stan said.
Ken grunted and shook his head.
I wish I guessed you got, Edgar said. I'd be taking time off all over the place.
The three laughed. Ken coughed again.
Hey, Ken, Tom said, leaning in as if to tell him a secret. I think I found someone for you.
Ken's head snapped up. Literally. Two vertebrae snapped in his neck, causing it to loll to the side uncontrollably. Tom had seen this happen before and gave Ken's head a hard smack to knock the vertebrae back into place.
Hey, what are friends for? Now let me tell you about her.
Ken placed his elbows on the table and leaned in to listen.
Wait a minute, interrupted Stan. You found someone for Ken here? You mean he don't gotta be single no more?
Tom sighed.
I told you last night, she's perfect for Ken.
Is this the...
Tom cut off Edgar.
Let me tell her about her, please, God. Right, like I said, she's perfect for you. Her name is Molly. She's got all her hair. She is missing a hand, but I didn't think you'd mind that so much. She's only been dead for about 6 years. She was married once, but she divorced the guy when he killed her. It was a drowning, so she's a little bloated and her skin is blanched. What do you think of that? We want to meet her?
Ken sat back in his chair and rubbed his chin thoughtfully. As he did this, his lower jaw fell off. He reached down and picked it up and stuffed it back into place. Asked Ken, once his jaw was back in place. He took a swig of coffee, which leaked out the side of his neck and cascaded to the floor.
Great! It's tonight at 7. I'll let her know you're going to be there. You're really going to like her. Trust me on this one.
Ken suddenly felt nervous. He hadn't been with a woman for nearly 4 years. He was quite certain that all his working parts had stopped working in that time. The only thing that was stiff was, well, everything that wasn't supposed to be. Ken finished his coffee. Stan mopped the floor, and they all headed back to their desks. The day didn't pass by quickly enough. Ken had had an argument with one customer that ended with Ken saying,
"Brains,"
which usually got people to back down. No one really liked dealing with a zombie, but when it came down to it, he would always win. Ken had been told to meet up with Tom and the gang at McCully's on 4th at 7. It was 6:55, and he thought he had a nervous lump in his throat. It turned out to be a mouse that had taken up residence in his ribcage, and Ken had to swallow hard to get it to go back down. As he shuffled back and forth, he couldn't help but wonder what Molly would look like. Since he'd been dead for over 10 years now, he couldn't look at a living woman the same. Something about soft, warm flesh no longer turned him on. He longed to touch a cold, rigid woman. Ken's last girlfriend had caught fire in a bizarre encounter with a posse trying to find local vampires. She and Ken had gotten swept up with the mob and a torch had brushed her hair and went up in a brilliant fireball. Since that day, Ken had dared not hope he could find another woman. Ken looked up when a pair of headlights rounded the corner. It was Tom's car, and it pulled to a stop right behind Ken's sedan. Edgar and Stan nearly leapt out of the car holding their noses. Tom was much more discreet about his exit. Ken knew that if Molly was only 6 years dead, she was still in the rotting stage and was quite possibly ripe. He had already passed that stage, and his nose no longer functioned anyway, so her smell wouldn't offend him. The first thing Ken noticed about Molly was the flies. They were everywhere. This brought a smile to Ken's face. She would be plump and full of maggots. Perhaps there'd be a chance to grab a snack from her. Just as Tom had described earlier, Molly was bloated to the point where she looked like she was going to explode. Ken had a coughing chuckle. Living girls who think they can retain water should meet Molly. The faded pink dress she was wearing was mostly tatters, and the portions that weren't didn't cover much of her pale skin. Ken was smitten.
Ken! Tom called out. I'm glad to see you here. This is Molly. Molly, this is Ken.
Ma! Ma!
Molly said sweetly in a guttural, throaty voice. Ken said, returning Molly's greeting. It looks like you two are hitting it off. We've got to go. Come on, guys.
Oh, walk, Stan said, still holding his nose.
Edgar was already gone. Before Ken could protest, all three were gone, but he cared little if they stayed or not. He took Molly's hand, gave it back to her, and put his arm around her. It was a lovely night for a stroll. Perhaps they could find some small woodland creatures to eat on their walk. It was Friday, and Ken didn't have to worry about coming back for his car. He made a mental note to thank Tom.
Thank you for listening to Murdochian Tales. I have been your host, J.R. Murdoch. For more stories, please visit ofgnomesanddwarves.com. Until next time, keep the shiny side up.